Sarah, I'm speaking to you about the Missouri Department of Conservation's managed deer hunt that's going to be coming up. Can you just give me a little bit more generalized information about that?
Yes, Sandy. We have more than 100 managed deer hunts that take place from mid-September through mid-January. And there are about 5,700 openings for those spots, and hunters are able to apply on the Missouri Department of Conservation website, opening July 1st through July 31st.
Okay, and Sarah, who actually is eligible about it? I understand that hunters may apply for one managed hunt, but wheelchair-confined hunters may be able to apply for more than one. So why is that?
That's true. Most hunters can only apply for one hunt. There are lots of opportunities across the state, but we really want to promote hunting opportunities for those with disabilities, and so those hunters are wheelchair-confined hunters are allowed to apply for more than one hunt. And the hunts are really varied. They include all sorts of hunting methods, including archery, crossbow, muzzleloader, historic methods, including atlatl, things like that, and as well as modern firearms. And there are youth-only hunts, and again, hunts for those with disabilities.
Okay, and Sarah, how does the Missouri Department of Conservation actually select who gets to participate, and is there a preference system in place? Because I know there are some people who say that they always apply, but they never get selected. However, they know other people who seem to get selected every year.
There are. It's a really competitive process. We have a lot of applicants for certain hunts in particular in different parts of the state. And some of these hunts, Sandy, are in a lot higher demand just because they're hunted on federal land that normally isn't allowed to be hunted, or city parks, urban areas, areas where open hunting is not allowed. And so this is really a good opportunity to get out there and be successful in harvesting a deer. Yes. Residents and non-residents can apply. It's through an online randomized drawing. There is a preference point system, as you said, in place. If a hunter is not chosen one year, they're assigned a preference point for the following year that weights them more in favor of being drawn in the future. And so the more years that they're not drawn for a hunt, it increases their chances in the following year. Once a hunter is drawn for a hunt, those preference points are zeroed out. And then they begin again.
All right, and Sarah, when will the hunters be notified of their selection if they are indeed selected for this managed hunt?
The hunters will be notified between September 2nd and January 15th. You can apply for these hunts at the Missouri Department of Conservation's website at mdc.mo.gov. In the search bar, just type in Managed Deer Hunts 2014. And you'll find the application page, and at the same page, hunters will be able to find out if they were selected for hunts. They will always also be notified with a letter, including maps and more information about each specific hunt. And they'll be able to pick up their managed hunt deer permit starting in September.
All right, and Sarah, how many deer are hunters going to be allowed to take during these managed deer hunts? Is it just a limit of one, two, or what is the limit for the hunters?
So it varies by each individual hunt. Those details can be found in the 2014 Fall Deer and Turkey Hunting Regulations and Information booklet that can be found at MDC offices, nature centers, and permit vendors around the state. So each quota, which is what we call it for how many deer and what types of deer, whether antlered or antlerless deer you can take, that varies by hunt because these hunts really allow conservation area managers to help manage the deer hunt on their property. It really helps them to give a specific number of deer that they'd like to harvest from the area if they're trying to be really specific like that. Also, as I mentioned, federal lands, state parks, some state parks, some county parks, areas that aren't usually hunted, it helps to manage those deer numbers. And again, those quotas can vary by hunt, but all those details can be found in the booklet.
All right, and Sarah, before I let you go, is there anything else that you would like to add about this managed deer hunt about the Missouri Department of Conservation?
The Missouri Department of Conservation really works to increase opportunity for hunters across the state, you know, youth hunters also, and those with disabilities. We really want to try to get people outside and give them these quality deer hunting opportunities. So we really work hard to increase that opportunity in lots of different places all across the state to get people out to enjoy Missouri's forest, fish, and wildlife.
Sarah Kendrick, I certainly thank you for taking the time to speak with us today, and I look forward to getting this out. Oh, one last question. What is the deadline for applying for the managed deer hunts?
The application period opens July 1 and it closes on July 31st. This is important because previous years the application period has run to mid-August, but this year the deadline ends on July 31st. This will allow hunters more time to be notified about their, if they're drawn for a hunt. It'll allow them more time to prepare and plan their trip and things like that. Because some of these hunts begin in September, so we want to give them more than a few weeks to prepare for those hunts once they're drawn.